Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shira Sponsor, and the S'chus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael, Be'ezer Hashem, very, very soon. We're holding in Shkolim Dafim Zayin in the Oizva, their edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Alocha Beis, starting 8 lines down in Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, "Lo Moslem Batzafon," in the north side of Beis Hamikdash, you also have gates, and one of the gates is called Shar Yechonyo, and the Gemara now is going to explain why it's called Shar Yechonyo. So when Nebuchadnezzar came to Eretz Yisrael, he sat in this place called Divni Shlan Toichio. For Yotzah Sanhedrin Gedolei Krosser, Sanhedrin came in front of him. From Eloi, he gives manabais as a lichorev. They asked him, "Is it time for Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed? Are you going to destroy Beis Hamikdash?" He says, "Just give me the king, and I'm going to leave." Because that's what his advisors told him to do. So they came to the king and said, "Nebuchadnezzar wants you." He heard that, says, "Going to save Beis Hamikdash." Naftal mavteichos Beis Hamikdash olo legogu shleichol. He took the keys of Beis Hamikdash, went onto the roof of the heichol. Omal alafon ribonim shloilam. Kishehova ainu neemonim lecho. We were trusted by you. You gave us the keys of Beis Hamikdash. Now starts the time of exile, of Galus. We're not trusted to you for you anymore. Take back the keys. Once that he threw the keys to the Shemaim, and it's still there in the air. And once that it was like a hand that came and picked up these keys. All the important people of Yehuda saw that. All the Rishka Gusev, they went to the roof. They jumped from the roof and died from tsar, from the pain that they saw that Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed. Why you all went to the roofs? So the apostle refers to the people going to the roof and jumping from the roof. Halacha Gimel Zok to Mishnah, Shloishos or Shulchonos, Hoyu Bamigdash, there's 13 tables in Beis Hamikdash. Shmoinos Shlashahish, 8 of them made out of shahish, made out of marble. Pebeis Abid Bachaim, the place where they cut the Korbanos, which was next to the Mizbeach. Shaleem Medichim Esakarvaim, that's where they clean the inside of the animal. Vishnaim Bemayr of Akevis, and 2 of them are in the west of the ramp. Chad Shal Shahish and Chad Shal Kesav, 1 made out of marble, 1 made out of silver. On the 1 minute of marble, they put on the limbs, and we'll see in the Gemara, you want to put all the limbs, the piece of the animal, on marble so it won't get too hot. On the silver one, they put all the clay shores. 2 are in the ulam, you're going into the Beis Hamikdash, in the ulam inside. 1 minute of marble, 1 minute of gold. On the marble one, they put lechem panim when they go in. But when they went out, they put it onto the golden table. Why? Says the Mishnah in Dafim Zayin with base. Shemalim b'koyish v'lim b'ridim. That's where they start with marble, then went to the golden table, which was the shulchan. And then when they went out, they stayed in gold in order to show you always go up at a level, not go down. Achad shel zov mibifrim shalav lechem panim tamim. Then you get to the actual shulchan. Shulchan azov, that's where they put the lechem upon him always. Says the Gemara, Tani al shel kesef, meaning the table where they put the limbs on was made out of silver, not out of marble. Reis b'shev b'shmo b'av yitzcho, Rav Chanan yumati bo mishmid yav yechanon, leis kan shel kesef. Don't say silver, it needs to be marble. Reishu martiach, because you put it on the silver, it gets very hot, and it's going to ruin the limbs. But then we learned that was one of the miracles that we had in Beis Hamikdash, that the bread was always fresh. And Reb Chaim adds, you could have added here the Mishnah Navos that says that never a meat went spoiled in Beis Hamikdash. So why they had to do the effort to put the limbs on marble? Says the Gemara, "Shu b'levi amay maskiri ma'ase nisim," meaning it was a nace. We don't rely on the nace. So yes, the nace made that it was always fresh. But we don't rely on it. So therefore, we made a table made out of marble, so you won't have to rely on the nace. Clearly, the Gemara, we mentioned that the lechem stays there. It's lechem tomit. What happens? Eating our bread one Shabbos to replace the current bread. Shall we leave it for the next Shabbos? The bread that was there from last week. It says you have to have lechem always, lechem ponim, afilu pasul, even though it became pasul. Pashas means that after the week, it becomes pasul, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. Or according to the Gersa of the Gro, is afilu kama yomim. Meaning even if it's old bread, you leave it there because you always have to have bread in Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, shulchan is also shleimim. There's 10 tables of shleimim and melech put in Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says he made 10 tables, 5 on the right, 5 on the left. Now, what does it mean, 5 on the right, 5 on the left? Ain't there a chamisha bedorim, chamisha betzofoin? You know, the length of Beis HaMikdash went from east to west. The width of Beis HaMikdash is from north to south. The width of Beis HaMikdash is 20 amah. So, if you put tables going from north to south, and every table, the length of it is 2 amas, you put 10 tables, you cover the entire width of Beis HaMikdash. So in Tamar, Chamisha Bador, Chamisha Batzofoin, Eloi Neshuchan Kosher, Ela Batzofoin. But the table has to be in the north. Shemar Ashucha Tachas Al Titen Al Tzel Atzofoin. Shuchan has to be in the north. So how do you make Shuchan is going in the south? So Matamu Loim, Chamisha Miyamin, Chamisha Bismoyel, Chamisha Miyamin Shuchan Shemoyshe, Vechamisha Mismoyeloi. Right and left means not right and left to the door when you come in. Right and left to the Shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara b'chen lo yam esadeh la shul Moshe b'levad, but the bread he put only in the table of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shema mesa Shulchan asher alav lecha aponim. The Shulchan, there is where the lecha aponim goes. V'yizu Rabbi Yudah amal kulam yam esadeh. He would put the lechem in all 10, meaning he would put it sometimes in this table, sometimes in this table. Shema mesa Shulchan asher alav lecha aponim. Each one could carry the lechem aponim. The Gemara is going to go back to how the Shulchanos were positioned in the next daf. With this we conclude Yushal Mishkan and Daf Yom Zayin.